Supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. Why fasting? Why striving? These are the questions for today's program.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan.
Today is Tuesday, 8th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 185.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The repetition of the ordinance of the sick and passenger in this verse and the previous one may be for the purpose that some people thinking that not to fast is absolutely a disgraceful action insist on fasting when they are sick or are on a journey. So the Quran, by this repetition, makes the Muslims understand that fasting is a divine duty for the safe and sound persons, while in the same manner not fasting is also a divine command for the sick and passengers with the proper conditions, so that the offense of it is a sin. Dua for the eighth day of Ramadan.
اللهم ارزقني فيه رحمة الأيتام وإطعام الطعام وإفشاء السلام وصحبة الكرام بطولك يا ملجأ الآملين.
O Allah, on this day let me have mercy on the orphans and feed the hungry, and spread peace and keep company with the noble-minded, O the shelter of the hopeful.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Anwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
Really, why fasting during Ramadan? Fasting in Ramadan develops in a person the real spirit of social belonging, of unity and brotherhood. and of equality before Allah. This spirit is the natural product of the fact that when people fast, they feel that they're joining the whole Muslim society, which makes up more than one-fifth of the world's population, in observing the same duty, in the same manner, at the same time, for the same motives, and for the same end. No sociologists or historians can say that there has been at any period of history anything comparable to this powerful institution of Islam, fasting in the month of Ramadan. That's the powerful one. People have been crying throughout the ages for acceptable belonging, for unity, for brotherhood, for equality. But how equalist their voices have been, and how very little source they have met.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, we are going to talk about this concept that why should we suffer hunger in the holy month of Ramadan? The important thing is that we should fast, not just suffer from hunger. Fasting is a kind of spiritual ascension, as we discussed earlier, for humans through the doorway of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But hunger is a physical act, like exercise, which is a physical act. In fasting, we resemble spiritual ascension, but there is no such thing through the physical hunger of the body. However, sometimes, instead of breaking our fast at Maghrib or sunset, we invalidate our fast at Maghrib because there is a difference between breaking the fast and invalidating it. Breaking the fast means breaking the fast, but invalidating the fast means consuming the food that we did not eat during the day in the opportunity we have. And in fact, losing the spiritual assistance and control that we had strengthened within ourselves throughout the day. So let's talk about the degrees of fasting. A few days before we start the month of Ramadan, we were looking for a way to avoid thirst and hunger. And we have forgotten that we should be thirsty and hungry, because thirst and hunger are the first degree of fasting, which is the fasting of ordinary people, and we have not even reached this stage yet. The second degree is the fasting of the elite, where all the limbs and faculties of the human beings are fasting and are in the path of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, there is a fasting of the elite. There is the fasting of the elite of the elite, where the human mind is also on the path of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The close ones to the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people of the household of the Holy Prophet, that is the infallible household of the Holy Prophet, have been blessed with this type of fasting.
شهر رمضان الذي
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد.
Yes, we're speaking about Ramadan and developing our character. Fasting is an institution for the improvement of moral and spiritual character of human being. The purpose of the fast is to help develop self-restraint, self-purification, self-consciousness, compassion, the spirit of caring and sharing, the love of humanity, and the love of Allah. Fasting is a universal custom and is advocated by all the religions of the world, with more restrictions in some than in others. The Islamic fast, as opposed to mere starvation or self-denial, is an act of worship and obedience to God, thanksgiving, forgiveness, spiritual training, and self-examination.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
This is the month of Ramadan in which we develop our compassion. Fasting inculcates in us patience, unselfishness, and gratitude. When we fast, we feel the pains of deprivation and hunger and learn how to endure it patiently. The meaning of this powerful experience in a social and humanitarian context is that we are made quicker than anybody else in sympathizing with the oppressed and needy around the world and responding to their needs. It is the month to visit the poor, the sick, and the needy to share their sorrows. It is the month where the food, sustenance, and the earnings of a believer Muslim increases and they are blessed, says the final prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, a man who was known for his noble humanitarian causes for social justice and for being the first to respond to others' needs. Despite the fact that he himself lived a very simple and humble life, it is only during such a trying time as Ramadan that we can reflect on the condition of those in this world who may not be as fortunate as us.
Now, let us reflect a little on ourselves and see which stage we are in. And what is the status of obedience to Allah, especially in the matter of fasting and combating the desire of the stomach in our lives? It is quite famous that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes a full stomach. As long as desire is present, faith has no movement. But if you control your mouth, the gate of faith will be opened upon your soul. This is because if mouth is controlled, the doors of the unseen will gradually open upon the human soul. For those who have practically recognized the position of hunger and control of the mouth, hunger is very delicious, and if someone tastes the flavor of hunger, they will be disgusted by satiety and overeating. It is not without reason that we have in the traditions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes a full stomach. We all know people who since the day they started their austerities have not been satiated even for a single day until the end of their lives. One of the benefits of hunger is purification of the heart, and the second is eliminating and breaking impetuosity and excessive joy. The third benefit of hunger is breaking the intensity of desires and faculties that lead to deadly major sins, and fourth is reducing sleep.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Please keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time and we leave you in Allah's protection.
Subhanaka Rabbi, Subhanak, Subhanaka ma azama shanak, Nad'uka wa narju ghufranak, Nad'uka wa narju غفرانك ربي
Food for Thought
Hello everyone, since today is the last day of the Iranian calendar year 1402 solar Hijri year, which means tomorrow, Wednesday morning, at 6:36 a.m., planet Earth will complete its yearly revolution around the sun. Let us now present you a narration recorded by Adlomim Majlisi from the Holy Prophet's seventh infallible successor, Imam Musa Kazem, peace be upon him. In Nowruz, Allah made a covenant with his servants to worship him and not to allow any partner for him, to welcome his messengers and obey their rulings. This day is the first day of that fertile wind blew and the flowers on earth appeared. The archangel Gabriel appeared to the prophet, and it is the day that Abraham broke the idols. The day Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, held Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, on his shoulders to destroy the idols that the Quraysh had placed atop the symbolic house of God, the Kaaba.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked, and one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In these beautiful days of Ramadan, let's discuss this beautiful hadith, very beautiful hadith, which says, and this hadith is narrated from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he says, Inna Allah ta'ala wakkala malaikatahu bidu'a'i lissa'imeen. Means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed a lot of angels for doing prayers for sake of Sa'imeen, those who fast. It's a beautiful hadith, beautiful hadith. We always, as a mu'min, we always need prayers of other mu'min friends, mu'min brothers, mu'min sisters. And this is the philosophy of night prayer, Salatul Layl. It is recommended in the last rakat, you do dua, you do prayer for, or you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessings for all your fellows, for all your friends and family members. In this beautiful hadith, Prophet Muhammad is saying, Inna Allah ta'ala wakkala malaikatahu bidu'a'i lissa'imeen, means Allah has appointed a lot of angels. When we talk about the lots of angels, wakkala malaikatahu, malaik is a plural of malak. One malak is one angel is enough. If one angel do dua for us, it's good enough for us to achieve success. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed a lot of angels, it could be in millions and billions, because there's a big amount of angels around this entire facility, this entire universe, and around the all other facilities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a big amount of malaika are appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do dua. So they basically do dua, they ask blessings for us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'min has to do dua for each other. But let's say if you're a mu'min and you're living in a situation, there's no mu'min around you, you're living by yourself, and if there's no one who do dua for you, who asks blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you, well, don't worry. If you remain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you do your deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will appoint angels who ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy for you. And this is the great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Allah ta'ala wukkila malaikatahu bidduai lissa'imin. As far as you approve yourself as sa'imin, become part of sa'imin. Become, you know, when Allah says lissa'imin, it doesn't mean those who just do fast only 1 month in a year. No. Somehow you have to approve yourself, or you have to prove yourself as a person who fast, who love fasting, who live with fasting, who when you need anything, you go through fasting. Let's say you need something and you're asking something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before you go ask from this and that, you start a fasting. Just fast next day and say, oh Allah, I want this and I need this and I want this and that and I need this and that. And for that, I just want to fast. And then you fast. So, or as I said, it's highly recommended every moment fast at least 3 days in each month. So through the year, you always fast minimum 3 days, or maybe 4, 5, 10, 20 days, whatever you want. So when you associate yourself with the action of fasting, you become part of sa'imin, the one who always live with fasting. And that's a beautiful thing. And this is the Rasulullah is trying to say, in Allah ta'ala wakkala malaikatahu bidduai lissa'imin. Allah has appointed angels who are going to fast. Do dua for us, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear Muslims all over the world. Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. May Allah Almighty inshallah bless us in this holy month, and may you inshallah include us in your du'as as well. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Let's recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, and I'm glad to let you know that we have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider with us today in this session. Everyone, salam alaikum. Hussein, salam, how are you?
Alaikum salam, sir.
Are you good? Alhamdulillah. How are you doing with Ramadan?
That's good, sir.
Good? Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
Good. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. And Fawad? Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 51 from Surah Al-A'raf on page 156. The last ayah, right?
Yep.
In that page.
Yes.
All right. Brothers and sisters, turn to page 156. Bottom of the page, Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 51. Let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الذين اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم ننساهم كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا وما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون.
Great recitation, mashallah. So I think Fawad is ready to recite this ayah once for us.
Yes.
But before that, let's explain it a bit, okay? Then Fawad is going to recite it, inshallah. So, ayah 51, Surah Al-A'raf. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty says, الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. So, in the previous ayah, we learned about the inmates of the hellfire. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابٌ
نَارٌ
أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. So, the inmates of the hellfire were calling out to the inmates of
heaven.
They were calling out the inmates of heaven, and they were asking to them if they could give them some water or something, that Allah Almighty has blessed the inmates of heaven. But they said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى
الْكَافِرِينَ
كافرين. So who are kafirin? Faithless. Allah Almighty is explaining this in this ayah. Kafirin.
Like, who is a kafir?
Yeah, who is a kafir? Or who are they that Allah Almighty has حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, that Allah Almighty has what? Forbidden them upon the kafirin, the faithless. Who are they? Allah Almighty says, الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا. Those who took their religion for diversion and play. That means they were making fun of their religion. And then Allah says, وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And whom, the kafirin or the unbelievers, are those whom the life of the world had deceived them. And they have forgotten the life of
hereafter.
That's why فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. So today, in the day of judgment, Allah says, we will forget them as they have forgot the encounter, the facing of this day of theirs. As they forgot the day of judgment, today we'll forget them. We don't care about them. We let them receive what they deserve. وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. And as they used to deny our signs. Alright, guys, that's it. Now we will listen to a beautiful recitation from Fawad. Then we'll explain the Tajweed rules, inshallah. So, here we go. Fawad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أحسنت.
الذين اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا
ما شاء الله
فاليوم ننساهم كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا.
You can start from كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا.
كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا وما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون.
Ahsant. Thank you so much, Fawad. Thank you.
Mashallah.
اتخذوا. All right. Let's practice the Tajweed rules and the recitation. So, الذين, the pronunciations are very important. Ali Nasir, could you tell us the letters to pay attention to?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have ذال.
ذال, brothers and sisters. ذال is important. Pronounce it correctly with the tip of your tongue.
الذين
الذين الذين. All right.
Then we have
just give it a bite, okay?
Yeah.
Alladhina. Practice this sound. It's easy.
But
go
don't
on.
Bite your tongue.
Yeah, bite your tongue a bit. Make sure not hurt very hardly. Takhadhu again.
Then we have kha.
Kha, kha. Takhadhu, kha. Heavy sound. Good job.
We have ha.
Ha. Very softly. Just breathe out. Dinahum.
Yeah, then we have ayn.
Ayn. Ayn. Do not get it wrong with the hamza.
Hamza.
A. A'udhu. Hussein, say that.
A'udhu.
A'udhu. Right.
Then we have ghain.
Gha, the same as kha. They are
heavy.
Heavy letters. Gha. 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 All right.
Then we have ra.
Ra, ra. Also a heavy letter. Gharra. Gharra.
Yes. We have ha.
Ha. Mm-hmm. And
qaf.
Qa. Qa. Liqa. It's a heavy letter, the same as gha and kha.
Yeah, and that's it.
Ha.
Did he say wow?
Wow is also important.
No,
yeah, because he
didn't say. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Wa, wa, not va. Very good. No. It's well. We, we. Wa. Okay? What? So the wa sound. Thank you, Ali Nasir.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Two, 3 points are here about the Tanween and Nun Sakin. One of them is Lahwan Wala'iban. Fawad is going to explain them.
So, there's a Nun Sakin or Tanween rule here. And two words, Lahwa.
Lahwan is a has a Tanween.
Lahwan and La'iban.
La'iban.
Yes.
So, words ending with? Ending
Tanween.
In? Tanween.
Yeah, so here two letters matter, which come after them. Both have waw.
Yeah, that so, one, there is a waw after it. Wala'iba, yes. All right?
And also, it comes after la'iban too.
All right.
Wagharatum.
Mm-hmm.
So, the letter waw is from the Yarmelun letter categories,
right,
which belongs to the idgham rule.
Idgham rule, good job.
Yes, so we connect lahwaw and also wala'ibaun.
Ah, you merge them then.
Yes.
How do you do that, Hussein?
Lahwaw wa la'iban.
Lahwaw wa la'iban. Hassan, read it after me. Lahwaw wa la'iban.
Lahwaw wa la'iban.
Ahsan, everyone. Lahwaw wa la'iban.
Lahwaw wa la'iban.
Ahsan, that's it. Extend the sound for two counts. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Hassan, tell us about that jim on the top of the word dunya. On the top of dunya. Tell us.
It said you're allowed to stop.
Allowed to stop. Good job. It gives you permission, yes?
Yes.
Good. فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ. I remember Fawad. Just read it with a hiding sound on noon. Nansahum. What is that rule, Ali Nasir?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. What is ikhfa?
Hiding
the rule
this.
That Fawad always reads correct.
So it means you make mistakes with the other rules?
The only rule.
No, the only rule. Alright, but Fawad is so good at tajweed, mashallah. Everyone is good here, alhamdulillah.
Salawat.
Because you got a good helper with you.
Yes. You have a good sir.
Okay. Yeah. Ali Nasir, nansahum, you hide the sound. It's because of, you hide the sound of noon sakin.
Yes.
So for noon sakin and tanween, we have
four different rules.
One of them is
ikhfa.
Ikhfa. That says if the letters like seen, sheen, fa, sa, da, ta, va,
The rest of
dal, dal, za. So these letters, jim, if they come right after the tanween or nun sakin, you hide the sound of the nun. Pronounce it with the sheena sound.
Yes.
Good. Read it once.
فَالْيَوْمَ نَاسَاهُمْ
أحسن. That's it. كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ The mad is
Wajib
to extend for six counts. يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجَحَدُونَ That's قال the last one. قَلْقَلَ Echo the sound of jim, which is sakin.
Yes.
Time to practice the recitation. Ready. Ready to recite the ayah now?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, listen and practice with us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الذين اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا
الذين اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا
فاليوم ننساهم كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا وما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون
فاليوم ننساهم كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا وما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Thank you so much. That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thanks for being with us. See you in the next session. Thanks, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, for being with us in this session. Stay with us, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, We will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين ذنبي المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة.
In this part, Imam alayhi salam says, يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي. O my master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight. وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني. Through prayers I hold communion with you. And this eases the pain of fear that torments me. As you can see, and Imam alayhi salam says, the main purpose behind all religious obligations, especially different forms of worship, like different prayers, different supplications, fasting, and others, is to establish and strengthen our relationship with God, our relationship with the Creator, with the Absolute Cause, the relationship between the man and his God. And the point, the main kernel, the spirit of all these kinds of worship is to remember, is to be heedful of God while performing them. Regarding ritual prayer or salah, which is the highest form of worship and highly enjoined, the Quran states, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Maintain the prayer for my remembrance. So, concerning other acts of worship, different jurists and fuqaha are of the opinion that if they are done without the remembrance of God, without due attention to God, His commandments are not discharged.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد من فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
The point is that their Imam alayhi salam says, Ya Mawlai, bidhikrika aasha qalbi, O Allah, by your remembrance my heart takes delight. What kind of remembrance? Bidhikrika aasha qalbi. What does that mean? What kind of remembrance will ease our pains in our lives? What does dhikr mean? In Arabic, the word dhikr is applied to many cases, so it has many different implications. It can be said that the root and spirit of all these cases is identical with what we call remembrance. Of course, dhikr is sometimes applied to the heavenly books and prophets. For example, regarding Tawrat, the Quran states, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ. We have written in Psalms after dhikr. So, this example, the word dhikr is referring to Torah. In many other verses also, the Quran itself has referred to the dhikr. For example, the Quran says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. Certainly we have sent down the reminder. Here, it is used to mean merely the Holy Quran. But perhaps the reason why the heavenly scriptures and prophets are sometimes referred to as dhikr is that they make the people aware of God. Even the Holy Quran, even the original form of Torah, is what reminds people of God. People tend to remember God by reading these books, by seeing these holy messengers and prophets of the Almighty Allah. So, the main lexical meaning of dhikr is remembrance. It is attention. To remember someone or something is sometimes only a matter of heart. At times, it is also expressed by the tongue. So when you say, I remember my friend, this remembering is a matter of heart that has passed your mind, that has happened in your mind. Sometimes this remembrance flows from heart to the tongue, and this causes you to mention the remembrance of your friend. So when you remind your friend, when you mention your friend favorably, it means you talk about him in addition to remembering him, in addition to what has been going on throughout your heart and your mind. Remembrance by tongue follows the remembrance by heart. This is what I've been trying to say. Unless something is in one's mind, he cannot mention or talk about it. So, to mention something shows the remembrance of it by the heart, which is the essence and spirit of dhikr and remembrance. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. We will try to continue our discussion in the next episode about this part as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through
every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say,
لا إله إلا الله Never forget to say لا إله إلا الله
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the pit.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islamati. Islamati. Allah my Lord. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to Youth Station on IRIB English Radio, and I am one of your hosts today, Mustafa. And with me in the studio today is...
Yeah, this is Asma. Also, I have the honor to be with you in this studio.
So, we've entered the holy month of Ramadan, and
exactly.
We've been sort of, you know, discussing what are all the different sort of benefits, all sort of, it's kind of an open-ended discussion on,
of
you
course.
Know, about
yeah.
Ramadan and the different things that Muslims go through during this month. I think we all know that, you know, fasting is the most significant thing that, you know, everybody knows about it. But then...
And it's not just about not eating.
It's not just about not
it's
eating.
It's more than that. It's about protecting your eyes, your ears, your mind, everything. Your tongue, of course.
It's really working on your spirituality. You know, mm-hmm. we talked about in the previous episode, it's about really redefining ourselves, you know,
yes.
and our connection and our relationship with God.
We
this
said it's all about moments. There are some moments that would change you entirely. And in this holy month, there are more of those moments because you have time to contemplate over
right.
yourself.
And then apart from the moments, then this month is also full of very significant days.
It's the month of revelation and inspiration.
Right, right. The Quran is towards, you know, was sent down towards towards the end of the month.
The Holy Book of Quran is the ending point to all the other religions.
Right, right, right.
That complete every single religion that we had before.
We have, for example, the death of the Prophet's first wife, you know, Hazrat Khadija.
Yeah.
Her death is during this month. We have the birth of Imam Hassan during this month. The Battle of Badr took place during Ramadan. You know, that was Islam's first battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was significant that Muslims were actually, you know, fasting during the time that war took place. We have, of course, we have the Shahadat, the martyrdom of Imam Ali. And then, you know, the last nights we have Laylatul Qadr, right? So
yeah.
Is there anything I missed?
No. That's you already mentioned everything. And the thing which is so important is that the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam coincides with the nights that are supposed to be the nights of Qadr or destiny.
Right. They start with those.
Yeah.
With
it starts
they
with
start
those.
With Imam Ali's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is also significant and it adds to its significance.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's so many reminders throughout this whole month. I think it's sort of impossible to not be reminded of God, of, you know, of the Prophet, of the Quran. Even, you know, in non-Muslim societies, like, they also get attracted to this as well. And I know
yeah.
we're going to talk about that later on. But that's what I really love about Ramadan, is that it's just full of
moments.
Reminders, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just the hunger, you know, and not eating and the thirst, that reminds you of what you're going through, right?
Exactly. And it's a preparation, actually, for the days to come, the afterlife.
Right.
It's
right.
going to have the same condition, I suppose. They talk a lot about the things that we all are going to go through in the Day of Judgment. So it's going to be something like this. Like, everybody is trying so hard to survive, and they go through hunger, they go through thirst, they are in a sort of excitement.
Right.
So I guess we have to go for a short break yeah. and then come back.
Sure.